Part 2.
The activists living in the tents in Zuccotti Park, at the epicenter of New York City's financial district, appear to have little in common with the revolutionaries who risked their lives to occupy Cairo's Tahrir Square. The New Yorkers were inspired by the Arab Spring uprisings, and they're mimicking much of the nonviolent tactics and rhetoric of those demonstrations. But the Tunisians and Egyptians were far greater in number, and they had a clear objective, which they achieved in short order when their presidents stepped down. Occupy Wall Street was initiated by an activist group from across the continent in Western Canada. The movement is 6 weeks old and is leaderless. Its objectives are vague. They've come to call themselves the 99%, opposing the 1% of the U.S. population that controls 40% of the nation's wealth. The New Yorkers are also protesting economic inequality and corporate power over government. But Occupy Wall Street has managed to alter the political dialogue in the United States and capture the world's attention. OWS has inspired demonstrations demanding economic justice in about 70 major cities and 600 communities in the United States.